The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Do you know who this is? No, man. Who is this is? This is Thinking Outside the Long Box, episode 180.
My goodness. Fucking Doyle. We're live.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 180 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Tip.
I'm Juan.
And today we are going to be talking about our pop culture classic chosen by yours truly.
Yes.
To talk about Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke.
Yeah, man. Woo-hoo!
So this originally started with, we should watch...
Nice Dreams, wasn't it?
No, we should watch Half Baked.
Yes.
And I was like, man, maybe we should watch How High instead. And then went, what we should really do is watch some old school Cheech and Chong. And there's not really a better Cheech and Chong movie than Up in Smoke, I don't think.
It's the first one. I was looking it up, and this is probably one of the higher rated ones.
Yeah. The other ones, like...
So the second and the third one, I think, are okay. Like, and then, like, the fourth and the fifth one seem to be pretty terrible.
Yeah.
As far as ratings. I didn't watch all of them, but as far as what people thought about them.
That's about right, though. There definitely were a bunch of swing and a misses for Cheech and Chong.
And then they did a non-high...
The Corsican Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah, not funny. It's not funny at all. It's so bad.
I know.
Please don't tell me you like the course.
No, I know.
Okay.
I didn't know what he was doing there. He had a gleam in his eye.
I didn't even watch the whole thing.
Are you
the
serious?
Corsican Brothers?
The Corsican Brothers.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't get through it.
No, I think I watched it when I was a kid and hated it. So, I cannot express to you enough how much I love this
movie. Am I supposed to be bringing up shit?
Yeah, sure.
For obvious reasons.
You usually do that.
I know. It's because I keep watching the chat. So,
Up in Smoke. 1978 American stoner film directed by Lou Adler, starring Cheech Marin, Tommy Chong, Eddie Adams, Strother Martin, Stacy Keach, and Tom Skerritt. It is Cheech and Chong's first feature-length film.
How in the world did they get money to make this movie?
How much money can this have possibly... Let's see what this is.
I mean, I knew they did stand-up before this.
Wow, the budget was $2 million. I would have never guessed that.
That's pretty cheap for a movie, though.
In 78?
That's like 20.
That seems like a lot of money in 78.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Oh, man.
It grossed $44.4 million that year. Jesus.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're both poor now.
I don't think Cheech is poor.
Cheech isn't poor. I don't think Tommy Chong is very poor either.
If any of the two were poor, I would think Chong would be poor. But I don't think Cheech has that chips money too.
Yeah.
And Tommy Chong has a lot of money coming in from endorsements with like marijuana stuff now. Like,
when they made the documentary, he didn't look like he was living great.
They don't strike me as those kind of people. But you never know. I don't know.
Cheech, maybe, but Tommy Chong now.
And Cheech, I think, is actually doing fairly good for himself.
I don't remember that. I don't know. I was sad.
Here, let's look it up.
He does, like...
I got the fucking world at my fingertips, bro.
I just made a statement. I didn't know
the
any
world
facts.
Wide Web.
Because I know Cheech does a lot of stuff.
True, because you can't get it in North Korea.
With art and, like, art galleries.
Cheech's net worth is $15
million. Okay, he's doing good. He's doing fine.
He runs the Cheech Marine Center for Chicano Art, Culture, and Industry.
And Tommy Chong's net worth is $10
million. So yeah, so fine. He's just fine.
He's just choosing to live.
He's choosing to live exactly the way you think Tommy Chong would.
Yeah.
Like this. Yeah, man.
Just chilling.
But so after I know we're delving into other regions, but after you guys we brought this up, I had zero idea they had a falling out. And so part of it was because Chong didn't want to be known solely as Chong.
Right.
And he kind of had an ego and he was kind of angry at that fact that everybody kind of took him that way. And it was affecting the partnership.
Which is why he went on to do Corsican Brothers, was to try to get away from that. We're just the two stoner comics.
That's weird. And
that's where it comes into know your role.
I'm with you, buddy.
When you got, like I've said it before, when you got a bunch of fans and everything that you have is based on the fact that they like you, fucking dance, monkey. Like, everybody else does it.
Do the thing.
I dance. My dance gets me paid far less than your dance, so shut the fuck up.
Doyle will dance. Yes.
Doyle does dance.
He does?
Where do I go to see that action?
Probably a dance party of strip club. Kind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm asking for a friend.
At the strip club beef.
So, what do you guys think of
strip club beef?
Like, I don't get to ever ask people because I just watch it stoned. Like, I sat down with my wife, got crazy high, and watched the movie and just giggled through the whole thing because it's super stupid.
So I thought this one was the one where the captain turns into a lizard, but apparently that's the third one. So I got my two movies mixed up because I knew this was the one that they moved the van, uh-huh. But I thought that happened in the same movie, but I fucking got my Cheech and Chong mixed up. And then we started talking about the one with Pee-wee Herman, which I think is also the third one.
I didn't know there was one with Pee-wee.
Yeah, he's in a mental institute.
I did not see it.
I think that's Nice Dreams. I think that's the one you originally were going to want to watch.
I've seen Nice Dreams. I don't remember him being in it.
He is, yeah.
It's been a long time
since. They, like, steal their money and they steal their likenesses or some shit. And so they go on this weird venture of trying to get the check back that they accidentally endorsed to Pee-wee Herman. It's really fucking weird.
It's super stupid.
Oh, no, I do remember now. He's just going around town being insane, Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, and they finally meet him in the insane asylum and they find out he's crazy.
So
I just want to be able to writing session of movies like
this.
This crazy shit, bro.
So as probably the only person that watched this sober, I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, definitely not. I'm guessing.
I watched it sober.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I've watched it,
but the thing is, for me, I think they're both funny. Right. It has nothing to do with being high. To me, I just think they're really funny together. I think they have great chemistry.
That's what I was going to ask, because, like, sometimes I watch movies when I'm stoned and I think they're really funny, and then I watch it again when I'm not stoned. And I was like, that wasn't very funny.
That could very well be Get Hard the next time you watch it.
Yeah. But I don't think I've ever watched this movie sober. So
I feel like this could be that movie, to be honest with you. And granted,
want me to cut off your goddamn mic?
What?
You talking shit about how bad this movie is?
I didn't say that.
I think you're going there, though.
No, I'm not. I still like this movie.
Get it ready. Whoa. Even the mic's like, nah.
The mic power right there.
It still has plenty of, like, chuckles. Like, there's, like, lots of little funny parts. But it's just overall, like, it's not a, like, insanely funny movie like I thought it was. Like, I thought I was going to go into this because I haven't seen it probably in 10 years at least. I thought I was going to watch it and be, like, dying laughing. And it's not that movie.
I don't think that that's how their movies are.
I think
they're pretty slow funny. Like,
even that was, like,
even,
it's real slow funny.
Even Born in East L.A. isn't really, like, I mean, I know it's not a Cheech and Chong movie, but
yeah.
It's just not, like, it's not full of laughing. It's just the moments.
This movie is weirdly paced, too.
Yes.
Like, it's like,
some parts really crawl.
Like, they get arrested, clearly should go to jail forever.
Right.
With the amount of drugs they have on them.
Well, they didn't
he's
go
like,
to
vodka, man.
They didn't. That's why, bro.
Out of jail.
That's why they didn't go to jail because the judge was drinking vodka.
No,
they threw out the whole case.
I'm just saying, if we were watching any other movie, you'd be making all these points. And then he's just in their band. They discussed. It was like there was 15 parts of the movie that they didn't do quite right. They're just like, I just cut it out. I'll get it. He's in the band now, and he lives with him.
I did get it.
Yeah. I mean, you do.
It's
like,
not
you
a. It's not a great story. I agree with you there. I agree with you there.
And like, there are parts too where I could tell this is supposed to be humorous, and wasn't. Like, in the end, like I said, I liked the overall movie. It is funny. But there are parts I can tell, like, this was meant to be humorous, and that was not funny at all. Like, when he's pulling out in his
Gabe
car.
Gabe looks angry.
No, to me, like, when Chong's leaving, like, his dad's, like, berating him.
Yeah.
And he's leaving, and his fucking, like, pimp.
That whole part was weird to me. The whole part was weird.
The whole part's
weird
at all. and he's pulling out, and then the random guy starts yelling at him in a totally not words. He's like, and it lasts for like 3 minutes. As he's pulling away, I'm like, he's not saying words. Like,
there's definitely
what is this?
Jokes in this movie that are allowed to fall flat on their face. You can tell that everything they shot to make this movie went into the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the 15 minutes after the trial, in between when he lives with them, and is in the band.
There definitely should... This movie is, what, like 80 minutes long? Something like that?
I don't know.
It's not too long.
It's not very long.
Yeah, it's short.
It's like a reading
86 minutes.
Yeah. Watching it. So this movie's less than an hour and a half long. This movie could stand to have 15 to 20 minutes cut out.
Yeah.
And added into it in certain parts.
Maybe 5 or 10 minutes of, like, just explanation added into it.
Like, why Chong slept in a ditch super down far of the mountain where his car broke down, as opposed to just sleeping in his car. Or, like...
Stoner logic, bro.
I'm guessing because he was high. Yeah.
I remember that confused me even back when I first watched it. I was like, why is he trying to get up this fucking crazy-ass mountain? And then he gets up to his car. Yeah, I'm just like, what the fuck? And then Cheech trying to pick up those, like, 14-year-old blondes that are at the beach. I never noticed that before this night. I was like, those girls are not of age. The girls that he's hitting on. I was like, that looks like a 14-year-old.
He looked pretty young.
Yeah, like young 30s.
Yeah, kind of cringy.
Yeah, but it's still a funny movie. They're still definitely funny. I love the...
So the lady with the big teeth that has, like, attached herself to Chong throughout this whole movie is hands down one of the most annoying human beings on film. Like, every time she talks and moves around, yeah. I want her to go away.
I did not like her
character.
That's
literally one of the only things I don't like about this.
The only funny part with her character is when she's walking him and he falls down and she just picks up the other guy.
Yeah, that is really funny. Just keeps talking to him about all the drugs they're
going
to do.
And the other guy just keeps going to that. All right. Yeah, I do.
I thought it was
part
funny.
With, like, the crazy cousin who's, like, Vietnamed out. That part's hilarious.
I don't think that's a cousin. I think that's just a dude he knows. Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh. To buy weed from?
And then the bird is, like, mocking him, and he fucking... I forgot that he just murders the bird in the movie. And, like,
yeah.
I don't know if that was supposed to be funny or not, but they...
It was, like, pretty funny. I think Johnny said something about the bird had gotten killed, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's funny.
I think one of my favorite scenes is when he's trying to... get him out of the house, and he's already
out of the house.
Like, we need to get you a way out.
He's
all
into the house.
They just come in the middle of a police raid. They're like, "We got to repo this furniture." And the cops are just like,
"We got to repossess it."
He hasn't paid his bill in 6 months. And they're like, "Okay."
The furniture's clearly not rented either. It's all, like,
it's just like
garbage from the side of the road.
Alley furniture. I love this.
The captain gets his leg pissed on twice. That's funny.
How they have to unzip the side of the van. It's stupid as
it's
shit.
It's a penis area. Yeah. That's funny. That's
all
funny, bro.
He's all, pass on the password. Shoot the moon. Yeah. He just yells, shoot the moon! No, you idiot, through the radio. Like...
Come on, man. That's funny.
It is funny. Like I said, that whole part is my favorite part. That's the whole part was with his crazy Vietnam
cousin. Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's at his house.
That is pretty much
the I love when they're coming back and he's on the fucking sidecar on the bike and his cousin just dives off. Ah, come on, man. What the fuck, man?
Just runs into a random store.
Well, he runs into a payphone and then gets out and uses
it's the payphone. That's right. That's right.
And, like, the cops aren't going to chase the sidecar.
Well, the cops are going to chase the thing that randomly crosses, like, three lanes of oncoming traffic, crashes into the side of a building, and then
they're shooting the moon, bro.
I just love that he has the ability to look around, make sure there's nobody there, and use the payphone while the sidecar crashes into it.
Oh, the shit was funny.
The movie's hilarious.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, that's, I think, like, our only, like... This is, like, I don't think it's, like, hilarious, but it has really funny parts. Like, that whole scene is funny, and then I think a lot of the movie, to me, falls flat. But it's still overall funny at the end of it. Like,
I think, for me, sometimes the jokes that fall flat are also very funny, because they're doing such a half-assed job of making this movie.
Oh, that's...
And you can tell, like, you can tell that they were just given a bunch of money... That somehow somebody funded it. They were like, "We like your stand-up. We like the bit." You know,
$2 million.
Money, make a movie, and they went right on.
Far out, man.
Got super high, and this is what happened.
It was a Paramount Pictures movie, by the way. Man.
It's hilarious. Like, I love this movie because it's just so dumb, and it's. You know, if you need something that's completely, like, shut your brain off, giggle at it, this is perfect.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you don't have to pay attention to half this movie. You can fall asleep for 10, 15 minutes, wake up.
Still funny.
Doesn't even matter.
Still funny.
Nothing goes with anything else.
No, there's no story.
There is no story.
It's kind of just like, it's just kind of like two or three days in the life of these dudes.
What is with the crop top?
Yeah, I noticed that,
He's a Chicano,
too.
Bro. That's how he dressed.
Yes, I didn't know Chicanos during that time.
But it's like crop tops with suspenders, though, dude.
I was like, I know a lot of Chicanos today, and none of them wear crop tops.
He's like, he's dressed like...
I've seen a lot of pictures of, like, my relative dressed like that.
Bro, he's dressed like Misty from Pokemon. Literally, he's wearing the same exact...
He is wearing the same outfit, except for long pants.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the scene where they're, like, in the median.
Yeah.
How am I driving? Feet were parked. Oh, that was the wrong thing.
Oh, that's...
Don't take those.
What do you mean? Why would you give it to me if you haven't checked it yet?
Take these instead, man.
He's all fucked up.
He's just laughing and laughing and laughing. Oh my god, this is so funny. I bet when I was a kid, that scared me a little bit, though. His being completely out of control, because I knew I was terrified of that as a child. Mm-hmm. The drugs would just make you go crazy.
Yeah.
I think another part of why this movie falls flat a little bit to me is because of
it's just talking.
I know.
Shit.
No, I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm not just going like, this is the greatest movie of all time.
It's it's not. I can agree with you there. Yeah, I mean, that's easy.
So I think a reason why I used to love it way more.
Highlander, bro.
Than I do now.
Highlander 3.
All those things have become tropish, but I guess they weren't at the time either.
No, for sure. This is...
Because I remember watching as a little kid, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever to me as a kid.
Because it was so different.
But yeah, but now all those things are just straight tropes of every other stoner movie ever made.
Right.
So maybe that's why...
they all started here.
Yeah, I know that. But maybe that's why it's hard to find it as funny. You know what I mean?
Because
it's been done to death now.
It has been done to death, but there are also movies that are... executing this same thing while also having a plot.
Yes.
Like something like Half Baked or How High.
They took it farther.
Takes all of those tropes and then like wraps it within an actual coherent story.
Has them make sense.
Everything Seth Rogen makes, pretty much.
And that's different than...
Yes.
I mean, in the 70s, they got away with a lot of stuff. There's a lot of crazy shit in like, you know... mid to late 70s movies.
Oh, yeah. No,
100%.
Not just in this one, but this is a movie that I don't think would ever get made like this.
I don't know.
Maybe from like an independent filmmaker. I mean, the closest thing is probably...
Pineapple Express.
Clerks.
Wouldn't make this today.
Yeah, Paramount wouldn't make this today.
Oh, hell no.
But like a smaller independent film company definitely would make something like this.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Kevin Smith aren't even really owes his entire fucking career
for sure.
Yeah, some part of it at least. Yeah,
most of it. Like they are the
his
modern
humor
Cheech
came from
and
there.
Chong.
I wonder what his net worth is.
He's not even modern.
A lot more than both of them combined, I'm guessing.
So I would say
$10,
$70 million,
$25 million.
Wow,
it's almost. Exactly.
Both of them added.
He
hasn't made that much money. What movies has he made that much money on?
I just
really
made all his money off touring and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know though.
And he had like
I mean, he,
touring costs money, though, dude.
I think he still has, like... Yeah, but that's where you make all your money, though. He had, like, one of the biggest podcasts that he still does out there.
Yeah, but...
Like Rogan. All look up Joe Rogan's.
We make very little money.
Well, they don't.
Look at Joe Rogan's network.
Because they get a part of the gate, too.
Way more than $25 million.
Well, he is less. Worth $25 million.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
I don't believe this thing.
That's Google, bro.
Don't buy it.
Google don't lie.
Joe Rogan's net worth in 2020. What I don't know is what net worth consists of.
Just way more money than I think it is.
It's a lot of money. Money, bro. Who's a big? Let's do RDJ.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna be like 100 million.
300 million.
Yeah. See, that's what I imagine. Rich.
Good lord.
So that's richity rich. Fucking Scrooge McDuck like, rich, bro.
Like, hey, his house looks like a billionaire's house. His facility for his podcast is like has an archery range in it, a gym, like a studio. I'm like, how's this guy worth $25 million?
Well, but again, I don't know what $25 million means. I guarantee he makes more than that in a few years, but probably. I don't know what net worth is.
Yeah, that's why I'm curious.
Like, it's like assumed assets.
He definitely
like,
has more.
Yeah,
than
it might just be a collection of what his assets are.
Like, I know he has more than $25 million worth of stuff. Oh,
maybe.
He has a big ass house in LA.
Yeah.
That's probably $25 million right there.
If I sell my house, boom, millionaire.
If I sell my house, boom, 100,000-aire.
Maybe 200,000-aire.
Maybe.
Like, have you seen this house? 100,000-aire.
Oh, hey, Greeley, dude.
I'm just kidding.
Ouch.
It's expensive to live here now.
It is expensive.
It's expensive to live anywhere now.
Then I like here.
You know where it would not be expensive to live? That dude's cousin's house.
Wyoming. That was a mess. You know, you can buy a house in Detroit for like $8.
This is true.
I don't really could live there legally.
You would have
probably
to
condemned.
Redo it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at land. Just for funsies. Because I was looking at solar panels and somehow it came up with free land, which wasn't really free, but still, there was a place with like 5 acres up by out south that was like $5,000 total. I was like, oh, fuck, that's actually pretty decently cheap.
Right.
It's not that bad. But then you'd have to build something if you wanted to. You could keep it just land, I guess, but.
I've always wondered about that, too. It
wasn't really that expensive.
About investing that way and just being like, eventually somebody's going to want to put something
there. Yeah, I agree with you.
They're going to pay more than $5,000.
I 100% agree with you.
I've thought about it, too.
I'm always thinking about where I could put my money to make me more money.
Plus, it falls through. I can just go sit in a chair in that land.
That's right.
Be like, this is my house.
Grow your weed.
You could build a tree house.
If there are trees on the land. If not, I can grow.
There was some land with aspens on there, bro.
Or you could make like a hobbit hole.
Oh, live in the make things. It into the Shire.
I could dig into
that's my $1 million like dream house.
A Shire house.
Yeah, Alicia's already on board.
Yeah.
I was like, look, if I win big. This is what's happening.
We're going to New Zealand, bitch.
Yeah, you can do that.
It's 110% how it's happening.
You can do that without winning a bit.
Let's get out of Up and Smoke. It's your turn next, by the way.
Ooh, I haven't thought of one yet.
Battlefield Earth?
No, stop fucking suggesting that.
Face Off?
Watch that fucking movie.
Face Off?
I'd much rather watch Face Off.
Broken Arrow? I'm trying to think of all the really horrible movies.
I'll decide before our end of our next episode.
10 worst movies of the 1990s.
And his
are you
ponytail.
Just gonna give him the 10? Well, I know Catwoman's on there.
Has to be.
Fuck Catwoman.
Because that was like the lowest rated movie on Rotten.
This said of the 1900s. I don't want to go that far back.
It's like one. The movie one.
Mortal Kombat Annihilation is number one. Highlander 2, The Quickening is number 2 of the 90s. I don't know. Just in the 90s.
Highlander 2 is hot garbage. Oh my God.
Number 3 is Baby Geniuses. Number 4 is Batman and Robin. Number 5 is Kazam.
Okay,
number 6 is Speed 2. Number 7 is It's Pat. Number eight is Super Mario Bros., which I actually like.
I like Super Mario Brothers, too.
Super Mario Bros.
Oh, that shit on Blu-ray, yo.
Fuck it. No. I don't want to watch it.
Number nine
Game's like, please
is no. North. Never heard of it. Number 10 is The Avengers, 1998.
So,
the British Avengers.
2000's number one is Punisher Warzone. Number two is Geely.
Number that three was a terrible
is
movie.
Bruno.
Which a lot of people love, so I understand that.
Bruno? That was, is that the...
Sacha Baron Cohen yes. movie?
Yeah, movie's weird as shit.
Number four is Push.
I thought that movie was pretty good, actually.
Push was interesting. It's like a different take on mutant powers.
Number five was Pearl Harbor.
That is a rough movie.
Number six is Freddy Got Fingered.
That makes sense.
Oh, that is an awful movie.
Number seven
Daddy, is Daddy, would you like Justin some sausage? Oh, that was the people who won the like first American Idol or whatever.
Number eight is Catwoman. Number nine is the Ang Lee Hulk. And number ten is I Know Who Killed Me.
There you go.
Ang Lee's The Hulk was like... disrespectful on the Hulk.
It is a very bad movie.
Which Hulk is that?
It's the one before the Edward Norton Hulk.
It's the one where it was dark for the entire fucking movie.
And you can't see anything that happens in it.
Oh, shit. So it's like
and
Alien versus
he's
Predator
neon
2.
Green too.
Yes.
Is that Eric Bana Hulk? Or am I thinking
yes,
of
yes.
I
think
yeah.
So.
Eric Bana is just kind of a boring actor
I was trying to give you ideas so you
could
remember
anyway.
Before we end the segment, but we
I
might just be ending the
I'm
segment.
I'm pretty sure all the movies I've picked recently have been pretty good.
Yeah, that's actually
for like the last like 6 or 7 months.
If you want to find out more about the podcast, you can visit us at www.tot.com, which is an old
different podcast.
Yes, but be sure to support us at patreon.com/totlb. Find us on
honestly,
YouTube at tinyurl.com/totlb2.
Do it.
You can find us on all the social medias. And yeah, with that said, I've been Gabe.
Speaking of terrible movies.
What is it? He was Gabe.
The old beauty and the new beauty
Jesus.
And the beast.
I'm Doyle.
Where she doesn't even fucking sing. God damn it. Don't
I
get me
you were
started.
Totally right. I was like, she doesn't even fuck.
She doesn't even
fuck. She doesn't even fuck her, man.
He was Tim, I think.
Hashtag not my bell.
I'm Juan.
This is Tim.
This has been episode 180 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Wow, bro.
20
until
days.
200.
Hashtag she don't even fuck the beasts.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.